I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests are the name of the game in Algeria. There are political ones, and there are ones involving worship. Find out how Algeria's Christians are stepping into their faith walk. In other areas of the world, volunteers are choosing to do the same. We'll talk about options to volunteer in places throughout the Middle East. But first, Algerian protesters stepped up pressure yesterday with a call to cancel the upcoming presidential election. Meanwhile, Christians had their own protest of a kind. Church doors may be closed and locked by Algerian authorities, but it's not stopping believers from worshiping on the staircase. Members of the Full Gospel Church, a Sat7 partner, published a series of posts on social media showing their new outdoor services. Sat7 is a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Its U.S. President, Rex Rogers, recently met with Algerian believers.
A couple of those Algerians were actually in Egypt when I was there 2 weeks ago and gave a report on this, one being a pastor. Obviously, they're not happy that their church closed, but they were able to share their faith with police or other authorities. They were able to experience God's protection and goodness throughout this. And that's why I always say that the church in the Middle East is amazing for their strength, for its resilience, the strength of their faith.
Before the government closed Full Gospel Church, Sat7 broadcast the church's worship services on its Arabic channel, along with other programs in the Algerian dialect. Now Sat7's looking for creative ways to encourage and support Algeria's persecuted church. Ask God to bless Sat7's efforts and pray for persecuted believers in Algeria.
They just need to know, I think, that the church in America, we care, we're aware, we're praying as appropriate. We may give to various agencies that can help them.
Next, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released a report on an incident of concern in India. In Northeast India, nearly 2 million citizens were stripped of their nationality due to their minority faith. An unrelated article details how a Christian woman was attacked just for walking on a road. The incident took place during a Hindu festival, and extremists argued that the woman's actions were defiling. Greg Musselman, a spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says, unfortunately, these reports are not surprising.
So we'll never eliminate persecution, and it is getting worse. I think a part of that is the internet, the social media, people around the world firing each other up.
Usually, house churches are small enough to fly under the radar. However, VOM Canada says this appears to be changing. Some house churches are now under surveillance in an attempt to prevent the gatherings, and it appears the mantra, "To be Indian is to be Hindu," is no longer just a saying. It's the yardstick for measuring a person's value and identity in the country.
I think the first thing and most important thing is we pray that the believers would not, be paralyzed by fear, that they would continue to do what God has called them to do, in building a Christian community and sharing the message of Jesus' love, and that they would have wisdom.
And finally, as the holidays arrive, volunteering opportunities are just everywhere. The global church is no exception. Bethlehem Bible College needs volunteers for a range of opportunities from managing the guest house to IT support. One long-term volunteer, Camila, tells us that her experience volunteering at Bethlehem Bible College has been formative in understanding the challenges for Palestinian believers. She says,
so that's kind of like big picture. You're kind of seeing this very small group of people that have been here for a very long time that maybe aren't even known, but really have a powerful voice and have done their theology through hardship and suffering and know, what does it really mean to live the teachings of Jesus in the land that he taught them? Because these are very real things to them.
Camila's faith has been challenged, and so has her work. Her team collaborates on projects, broadening their skills. While Camila worked with Bethlehem Bible College for 3 years, most volunteer opportunities last between 1 to 3 months. She encourages people to check out what volunteer positions are available and come join the team. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Deinicus Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.